Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out.
Important stuff out there. We've both seen Captain America, Brave New World, and The Gorge. We welcome your reviews if you've seen them. We might talk about it some on the show. My initial thing on Captain America, Brave New World, before we get to some other stuff, I think the criticism's overblown. Is it great? No. Is it Marvel rock bottom? No. It's fine. It's a fine movie. It's a fine thing to do on a Friday night if you so choose. I did see a listener there. I was standing in front of the kiosk just to get my ticket, waiting for someone else to get theirs, and a listener comes up to me, "Hey, you Dell?" I was like, "Yeah." And we just gave a little dap. He kept going on his way. He was with his girl. Didn't think he wanted to get into a whole conversation about did the Texans do Bobby Slowick wrong or anything. He just wanted to say hello. I appreciate that. Didn't even get his name. It was that quick. Hopefully, whatever movie he and the person he was with was a good one. I didn't see them in my theater, so I'm not sure what they watched. But beyond that, shout out to Cinemark 18. The theater I was in this time, no mice. So that's an improvement over the last time I was in that building.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony Mackie, cleaning this place up.
Yeah, not only fighting for what's right in America, also cleaning up Cinemark 18. Okay. Beyond Captain America, Brave New World and The Gorge, which, once again, fine. A fine movie. Actually, better reviewed than Captain America. But the romance didn't overwhelm me as far as being awful for the movie. So that was my concern, but it was fine. Have the Texans done enough of the Bobby Slowick slander? Look, DJ Bianime has an article. It's in ESPN, on ESPN.com right now. You can read about what went wrong, how the players felt. Kind of buries Bobby Slowick. You never want this attached to your name. Doesn't make adjustments, particularly when you're an offensive coordinator. That's bad for your reputation. This article comes out after he already has a job, so he's going to be fine. I don't think this article would have prevented him from getting that Dolphins job because of his relationship with Mike McDaniel, who was with him in San Francisco, just like the way he got the job in Houston. D'Amico Ryans and he are really good friends. Relationships will always matter, particularly in the hiring process, and maybe even more so in the NFL. So Bobby Slowick's going to be fine, but they're throwing dirt on that man's name, grave, turning it into mud. And you know what? It's fine now. He is the target you can use to blame for all the issues, but he ain't around. He ain't going to be around to dump on come September. So you can find that article on ESPN.com. DJ Bienaimé, you've heard him here on the station. It's not a criticism of DJ. It's a lot of team sources stuff. He's talking to people, and that's the information they're giving him. I wonder if the timing of the article, was it always going to come out on the Monday after the All-Star game, or was it simply something they were going to wait until deeper into the hiring cycle, where Bobby Slowick was fine, and it didn't look like a complete trashing of him while he was still out there looking for work? Don't know about that, but Nick Caley is the new OC, and of course everyone's excited, because you better be. You can't be mid feeling about your hire. That would be a tough start. Where I don't know about this guy. We're just gonna try it. So a lot of positivity from people who have hired him. You know, everyone will reach out to someone who knows Nick Caley, and they'll tell you how great he is, because that's how all these things work. And the people analyzing it, particularly the Houston Texans section of the media, can't wait, right? Can't wait for CJ to call his own plays. Can't wait for Nick Caley to adjust, which is a main criticism of Bobby Slowick. Cannot wait for these players to be put in the best position possible, because, of course, that's what the new OC has promised, and, of course, that's what he's going to deliver on. Sure. I guess.
I mean, the
shrug of your shoulders that you just did, yeah. Appropriate.
No one's going to come out there and be like, probably not going to utilize our best player.
Yeah. We no square peg, round hole stuff.
We're not going to be multiple. We're not going to be attacking. We're just going to vibe out there. I did see a lot of, and thank God I was not having to work Friday, saw a lot of, like, this is the best offensive coordinator press conference of all time. And I did not feel the need to watch it in any way to know that we're doing a lot there. For people that, being like, he blew us away.
Frankly, it's, I don't know who said it. I think I may have seen that, but I don't remember who said it. So I'm not taking a shot at you personally. But could you cut out the dumb stuff, please? Cut it out. Like, just stop it.
I just saw it and I was like, there's no way this is true. Like, there's no way, like, he said anything.
And even if it is true, what is your grading scale, and who are you grading it against? How many offensive coordinator press conferences have you watched to determine that the Nick Caley one of the team that you're covering, the team that you're focused on, is the one that's the best of all time? Would you cut it out and just wait for September?
Honestly, you know, with the recent track record, I'm not sure if I want a guy who aces the press conference.
Yeah, I want
the guy who makes an ass of himself day one.
And that's true.
He turns out to be a good coach.
Now, it's mostly a head coach thing, but Dan Campbell.
Mm-hmm. Sirianni.
Sirianni wasn't a guy who won it. Of course, you have Adam Gase on the other side, so you never really ever know. But as far as...
I think two-thirds.
Yeah. I mean, there have been some others, but was it Gannon or Steichen who was weird?
Gannon.
Gannon, you know, it's middling results there. But... yeah, if I'm looking for it, I want you to blow this thing. I want you to seem like a complete dope who has no media training, because that appears to lead teams into great success.
Yeah, it's he doesn't spend time trying to relate to all us little people. He's just drawing plays,
bite kneecaps and all. Hey, a little less charm, a little more football. That's what I'm looking for.
Come on,
yeah, I need D'Amico, because I think he won his presser. He's not a hometown kid, but the drafted player coming home, we all love him, all that stuff. I lose a press conference. Maybe go in that direction. Maybe fill people with dread that you're the head coach and see how it works out for everyone.
Yeah, cause, stumble a little.
Yeah, because we got a Super Bowl champion. We had the number one seed in the NFC. Both did not impress. In fact, a lot of people thought, these hires. What did the Lions and what did the Eagles do? Particularly after the Eagles fired Doug Peterson. You fire a Super Bowl winning coach for this? Well, yeah.
Things worked out
just fine. So here we are. I hope it works out well. I'm definitely someone who goes against the tide. I don't like this particular brand of let's bury the guy who's no longer here. There may have been problems, but you guys all have problems. Talked about it last week. I'm not particularly enthused that Cole Popovich is back. You weren't here for it, Sean. Like you said, thankfully you were not working. But the news came out, Jonathan Alexander pointed out that the Texans had three coaches in that O-line room, where Chris Strausser was the kind of the supervisor, and Cole Popovich and another coach handle run and pass game stuff. So there are three voices in the room as opposed to just even two.
Is there a different type of blocking that I don't know about where the other coaches handled run and pass?
Well,
and then,
you know, some.
What does Strouser do exactly? Just goes, looks good, guys.
I don't know if he made sure that everyone got to their assignments, but, you know, some guys are pass game coordinators, some guys are run game coordinators. We just didn't. Cole Popovich didn't have that title, but he was part of that triumvirate of guys who produced one of the worst offensive lines we've seen recently.
Worst bang for your buck, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, three voices in that room, and no one gets the job done, but the guy who survives is the guy that the players like.
Okay, that's good.
There it is. So
at least they didn't hire the guy that they're bearing. You know, they're in, like, it's all Cole Popovich's fault, and now he's promoted.
Well, if we're going
Bobby
by...
Bobby Slowick was awesome. Don't know why we fired him.
Well, but if we're going by our press conference thing, maybe hire the guy who the players don't like. Maybe we just go Oppo. Because there's a Seinfeld episode where George Costanza, his life isn't going well, so he just goes against all his instincts and things work out for him. Maybe if the guy's giving you a queasy feeling, hire him.
Yeah.
Of course, the Lions and Eagles felt great about Sirianni and Campbell, and then the press conference happened, and then the rest of us were like, ooh, what's going on? But they were clearly right in their evaluation. We hope that the Texans are too, but the bearing of the guy who's no longer around, I mean, how much more of this do we have? This was the article on ESPN that got it done. I don't think we will see anything else until, I guess, the players available again, I think, because they'll be asked about the Bobby Slowick thing, and they'll probably dance around certain things. They're not going to want to put their name to trashing the former coach.
I think it'll be more like training camp or whatever, mandatory mini camps, where they're like, man, things are just so much better now. Things are just so much more cohesive now, where it's not directly
throwing a shot.
But it is like in praising the current way things are done. It is like a indictment on like, man, you know, we already feel so much way ahead. Like, we're already ahead of where we were last year. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, the name won't be mentioned, but they will praise.
They'll go on set.
Yeah, they'll praise Kaylee, and you can read between the lines that this is an indictment of the previous coach. So, of course, some of the numbers that maybe sealed his fate were the 8 sacks against the Chiefs and the pressure rate of 56% of the time on the dropbacks, which is the second highest of all time in a playoff game since they began tracking that. So it's not a long history, but at least since that became a thing people cared about, only behind Tim Tebow. So in 2011 against the Patriots, not sure exactly, but since 2009. Second highest pressure rate on dropbacks. We saw it. We don't really need the numbers. We could tell. It was a bad experience for all, made worse so by the fact that you were still in the game. Okay, so that's there. Predictable, no adjustments. He had to go and didn't connect with the players, and the players lost faith. So some of the reasons why Bobby Slowick's not here, was it player-driven? Maybe you don't want to put driven on him, but it played a part. The players weren't down with Slowick. This is from one player. I don't think we had a true identity of what the F we wanted to do. So, DeMeco asked the players about what they thought, and Bobby Slowick didn't get a lot of ringing endorsements, and that helped make the decision. So, we'll see what Nick Kaylee provides and see if those players like him more. Imagine they will, at least early on. Okay, we'll get to the All-Star game. I didn't see much of it. In fact, the only thing I really did see was the Rising Stars in the first game yesterday. But some of the stuff coming out of it is the format is bad. Why are the Rising Stars even playing on Sunday? And who's to blame for the current predicament as Adam Silver's grasping at straws to try to fix this thing? We'll get to that. I got a tweet I want to get to about how could we incentivize these players. So we're just getting started here on the show. Sean's back. We got a lot to get to today. Sean, do you think we do the Captain America thing 11:30? Because I've said stuff. You haven't said anything, and you've watched the movie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll push that.
Yeah, later
in the show. We'll push that to about 11:30.
Free.
Yeah, we won't.
Although I'm not really sure what there is to spoil.
Yeah, what is there to spoil? I mean, stuff happens. you get it.
Have you seen a commercial for this movie?
You've seen all.
You know what happens at the end.
Yeah, the Red Hulk fights, which I appreciated because he fought as opposed to what the current Hulk does, the one we know and sometimes love. And I don't know. There's a 5'2", tiny, very tiny woman in the movie doing things. Like, at least I could believe Scarlett Johansson can get away with this. This woman is very small and doing what she's doing. So maybe that is a thing to talk about as well. We have some sound from Alex Bregman. He talked about leaving the Astros. He's got a big, like, he took out an ad in the Chronicle to thank everyone, which was nice. So we'll get to him, his presser with the Red Sox, Joe Spada as well. We'll also hear from Lance McCullers. There's a change for Lance. Not only is he on the mound, he's doing it in a different way. So plenty to get to. We will be back.
Kane is in the building.
This is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
We had All-Star Weekend, and unfortunately for the All-Star, at least the NBA All-Star Weekend, it drew comps to the Four Nations Tournament, which is just a made-for-TV hockey thing. Instead of the All-Star Game, they're doing that. And when the Americans break out and fight the Canadians three times in 9 seconds, all of the NBA's lack of trying and lack of competitiveness gets highlighted. Now, you can't really do what the Four Nations and the NHL have done, because that's an NHL-controlled event. It was part of an announcement like last year when they were telling the world that they were going to release their players again to play in the World Cup and the Olympics, which they hadn't done for a while. It was part of this plan. Hey, hockey's back, and the best are going to play against each other and represent their countries. There are not enough players in the NBA as far as international teams to make up actual teams, because I don't care about the USA versus the world. I don't care about you putting them in some awful uniform that has USA across, but it's not even in USA colors, against a world team of NBA stars. That's the only way they could even try to duplicate what the Four Nations thing is doing. It doesn't make you as passionate if it was USA versus Canada. Like, you could do USA versus Canada. There are enough NBA players for the Canadians.
We saw it in the warm-up to the Olympics, like,
yes,
6 months ago.
Yes, but if you're just using NBA players, like, the NHL's, it's NHL, the best of the best. Like, yeah. Of course, even in the Olympics when they do this, Slovakia, I'm not sure, but they probably don't have enough NHL players.
No, so there's like two teams.
Yeah, they'll grab.
Go like, all the way.
Like, Czech Republic can, and Russia can, but Russia's not involved in the Four Nations for reasons, like wars. Yeah, that stuff.
Soft.
And they didn't involve the Czechs because I guess they
didn't like the way they're.
I guess Five Nation Tournament didn't sound good. So, I guess. I don't know why.
Sorry. Didn't want to have to figure out a bye.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. It's round robin. We don't get involved in that. So, you can't really do that on the NBA level. I don't care about USA versus world. If you told me if you would open it up to the international players who don't play in the NBA, and you did it over the weekend, you said, hey, Jokic and your best countrymen against the U.S., we saw a competitive game in the Olympics.
I was going to say, the thing is, like, I just don't have the appetite for that, considering we just saw it, where guys are definitely trying.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
They're going to be trying less now.
That's a
because
problem.
There's not a medal on the line.
Yeah, it's less than a year away from us just seeing it. So, of course, doing it immediately after an Olympic year is not going to help.
It's like an international friendly. It's like when U.S. plays, like, Germany in an international friendly. It's just like, so this doesn't really mean anything. Okay, cool. Are we going to rotate some young guys in here? Is Cade Cunningham going to be the starting point guard for Team USA? Because we're just trying to get them some run.
In the second half?
Yeah.
It's all, and the crazy part of it all stems from just the players not trying. Like, all of these solutions or failed solutions that Adam Silver and whoever he talks to try to do this stuff, all of these things are just because the generation, and I'm not the first person to say it. You had Brian Geltzeiler say it, who used to do a lot of stuff with John Lance on the show. just to be clear. Just for people.
You do stuff.
I had to clean it up. Brian Gelsire, who's a guest on the show, he said this, that this is the fault of Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and LeBron. They dropped, pretty much, he said they dropped the baton. Kobe handed this over to you, and we don't remember a lot of times in those All-Star games where Kobe was playing where the entire game was a travesty. Like, of course, the first three quarters, no one's trying that hard, but they try to stay in distance, so if the fourth quarter can be a thing, it will be a thing, and we see some of the best moments happen in those fourth quarters. We have not had those recently because, you know, people have decided, I'd rather take a half-court shot instead of running back on defense. They've turned it into not basketball, which I think is the biggest problem. Beyond, of course, you're not going to go 100%. You're not going to trap people. You're not going to put two on the ball to get the ball out of Dame's hand, stuff like that. But when we revert to, hey, I just take this half court shot. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I think the audacity of that stuff. People are like, oh, okay. This is clearly an exhibition. I knew it was an exhibition, but now you're putting it in my face that this doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, people not trying and letting, like, whatever, Kevin Garnett or Tim Duncan get, like, a turnaround 12-footer without really contesting. That, it just hits your eyes differently than someone walking up wide open and shooting a three. Like Jason Tatum, just like not guarding anybody.
Yeah, can I get someone in the vicinity? Like the NBA charts wide open shots, contested shots.
I'd love for them to chart it for the All-Star game.
Just give me open shot. I don't want wide open shot. I don't need that to be the norm in the game. And so we got what we got yesterday.
I actually thought the on-court stuff was like not bad.
It was fine. It was better. Yeah, the biggest issue, I guess, this weekend was, particularly last night, was the lack of actual basketball being played. Someone actually did chart the actual minutes of basketball being played compared to all the extras and the timeouts and the honoring and the bits that Kevin Hart was doing. Yeah, they far outweighed the number of minutes basketball was actually being played when we had three games.
Yeah.
Going to 40.
Yeah. Yeah, there it was something like there's 35 minutes of those three games happening, and the broadcast was like 3.5 hours long somehow. Or maybe it was only three. I forgot. But
it felt like seven.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like a 2.5 hour Kevin Hart set and then a 3 hour or a 30 minute oh my God, we're gonna miss Inside the NBA, even though they're gonna be on TV next year anyway.
Yeah, they were given a tribute even though they're just going to be on ESPN.
They're getting a tribute for the All-Star game. Like, for covering the All-Star game.
Is this their last time covering the All-Star game? Is that the issue?
Yes. Okay. NBC's going to do it going forward with the new TV deal. Which, by the way, after watching last night, good.
I welcome
these
NBC.
These guys suck.
Yeah. This stinks. I don't want any part of it. This is one of those times where you can just say, it's not for us. Last night was not for us. I don't know who it was for. I'm not sure.
That's
the
thing.
Who was Kevin Hart attracting? Like, I know he's been on Kai Cenat's stream. He's gotten into that world. Is he there to attract people who don't watch basketball to watch this?
The thing is, Kevin Hart's been doing stuff with the NBA All-Star game for like a decade. Like, he was in celebrity games a decade. He did the shootout against Draymond Green like almost 10 years ago now. Like, guys, I think Kevin Hart is not the, you know, finger on the pulse guy.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's about.
To have MC a 3 hour broadcast where there's only 30 minutes of basketball, which, by the way, you shouldn't do that. By the way, that's a bad idea too. But if we're going to do it, can we get not Kevin Hart? Can we just get anybody else?
Mr. Beast was there.
Not him either.
Yeah.
He was actually worse.
Yeah. It was hard to be worse, but he was. And it all comes from, hey guys, I would love for you to try. If you don't try, I got to do all this, and it's going to fail because we don't know what really works, but we're going to throw it out there from the basketball itself, which is better than it has been, to the non-basketball stuff.
Yeah.
I think they may have to rework it again. And
honestly,
less extracurriculars.
All they have to do is cut out, because there's two commercials built in to each game because they're going to 40. So there's one commercial when they hit 15, one when they hit 30.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, if you just do, when you hit 20, that's one commercial. And, like, you just cut out one of the commercials there, I think we're fine. And then you get like probably, and also miss me with the TNT self-aggrandizing.
Yeah, we don't, at least we are guaranteed we don't get that next year.
Yes, we are guaranteed we don't get that next year. But I think if you could shoot for, there's still only 35 minutes of basketball, but it's only a 2-hour broadcast, I actually think that's fine. I think that's mostly fine. When you say it out loud, it doesn't sound great.
Doesn't sound good.
But, like, if you actually, I mean, we all know, like, the stat about, like, NFL broadcasts, where it's a 3-hour broadcast, there's, like, 11 minutes of actual football. It's like, we don't need actual football or actual basketball for the entire time. Just can we cut out some of the fat here?
Some of the stops
to where we're just in and out in 2 hours?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you're trying to reach a younger audience, like, you need to shorten this.
And that's the thing Adam Silver is the he I'm referencing. That's what he talked about leading up to this. Like, maybe we're shortening games because we want that 2-hour window. You could have tried it out here. Instead, you didn't. Instead,
the perfect time. I think going to 40 is actually the perfect number because it is small enough to where you don't really get like a huge blowout. And every All-Star game, like we said, they try for like the first 5 minutes and they try for the last 5 minutes. It's like, well, we just cut out all the not trying part. Like 40 points, that's about a quarter. There you go.
And if you win it, you get to play a second. You get to play a second
that's
game.
That's also why you can't make it super long.
Yeah, and it worked out that the OGs, which featured the likes of Durant and Curry and would have featured LeBron if, you know, yeah, he had played and he could have told people he wasn't going to play. That would have maybe given someone who's never made an All-Star game a chance. We didn't even mention Alperen because he barely played. And that's the one issue I take mostly with the new format. Beyond Draymond's issue with the Rising Stars, we'll play that when we come back, is guys who have never played in the All-Star game, never gotten the opportunity, get very little time. Like Alperen Şengün in a regular East versus West, sure, his game isn't particularly suited for the All-Star game, and he's a young player, yep, so he's not getting a lot of time, but he probably gets to maybe 6-minute stints.
I was gonna
in
say,
the first and second half.
He probably gets around 8 minutes, right?
Maybe 10, 8 to 10, and depending on...
There's some guys that like just only make cameos on these things, yeah, that some, we forget about.
Because that's true, but
like,
some of that...
Sabonis only plays like 8 minutes in these things.
Yeah, so maybe 8 to 10 for Alperen, and as opposed to what, the 3 he might have gotten last night. So that kind of sucks.
I also, again, I just don't care.
No, like, I'm not. It's not about me. It's about Alperen. Like, maybe. I don't know if he cares.
So
like,
he cannot try? That's the thing. So you cannot try on defense? Like, I don't, sorry.
Well, this is it all leads back to the guys about a decade ago deciding they don't want to try anymore. And this is how it filters down.
Yeah,
Darius Garland said it. Darius Garland said, hey, I'm probably not going to try, but if Steph tries, I'll try. That's what he said.
Not a good thing to say to Darius Garland. I will say
no.
That.
So
that is honesty. That is not a good
thing. So when you question whether you should lay this at the feet of the three guys who have been carrying the NBA for the last 10 plus years, just listen to Darius Garland's not even that young, but he's a star in his prime. Star, whatever.
He's an all-star,
but star maybe have a different implication. He's an all-star telling you that I'm taking Steph's lead. Like, I'm not going to go out there and try if no one else is. I don't look bad. That's kind of the vibes, and you can see that. You know who took that to heart? Don't connect. I was watching him. He didn't close out once. You know, I don't blame him because, look. But he didn't even get back on defense. Hey, you're a rising star. You could at least offer up some effort. It changed later, but you were saying, like, the first 5 minutes, last 5 minutes. Yeah. The first 5 minutes, Dalton connect in the game yesterday. It was like, whatever. What the hell? Jason Tatum's coming down the lane. I'm not leaving my man. I'm not even going to pretend. I don't know why I was focused on him. I just thought he was egregiously bad. I was like, hey, put Amen in the game.
I think that's why.
Yeah, I was like,
it's because he started.
Yeah, put Amen in the game. We'll see if Amen gives any better effort. Look, the All-Star game, not about effort anymore. Not about competition anymore. And it's more about Mr. Beast and Kevin Hart and all the extracurriculars, which is just to say, the game itself, or at least the weekend itself, is no longer about basketball. Unless you are a G Leaguer who can dunk over Kia. I will say this. Matt McClung's dunk, better than Blake's. Blake jumped over the front end of the car.
Yeah, he jumped over the hood.
Yeah, McClung jumped over the tallest part of that Kia.
Yeah.
Give them.
And almost, like, died trying.
Clipped himself. Like Mac McClung tears an ACL. It sucks, but people won't care that much. Because they don't ever see him play basketball.
The only thing, no disrespect to Mac McClung, The only thing that would come to my mind is, oh my God, will he be ready for next year's dunk contest?
Probably. ACLs at this point, what are they, 9 months now? I think he would be back and ready to go.
But ready to put on a
ready
show?
Ready to fly?
Because really, the dunk contest is on Mac McClung's shoulders.
Yes. Castle had a nice dunk, but it is McClung's event. He's now won it 3 years in a row.
Yes. Three-peat.
Yeah.
Take that, Mahomes.
Does he make a shirt and pay Pat Riley for it?
Probably not.
McClung.
I don't know if his bread goes that long.
Can the Orlando Magic pay Pat Riley to make something for McClung and get some merch for him?
Pat Riley, give me a first-round pick. Top 10 protected.
At this point, Orlando's got a real shot to be giving up a lottery pick the way things are going in the East.
Top 10. That's why.
Yeah, it's the pick the Warriors gave up to get Jimmy Butler. Who helped the Warriors? You weren't here for it. We didn't talk about it because you were gone.
It's been so long.
Yeah, it's been so long ago.
Jimmy talked about.
Yeah, the Rockets lost Jimmy Butler.
All I know is that Alex Bregman left
officially.
I missed the Friday Alex Bregman. My Heart Will Go On.
It was less of that. It was more like screw him.
Oh,
it was more of that sentiment than I'm going to miss him great. And I'm going to cheer him when he comes back. A lot of us like, whatever, dead to me. And if not dead to me, I see him out there, I'm going to boo him. So we'll play some Alex Bregman sound later. We talked about what he put in the Chronicle. He also was asked some questions in his presser's introductory press conference as a Red Sox. He had the uniform on. It bothered me less than I thought it would. Maybe because he's sitting at a table in Florida, not playing. Apparently second base for them because they're not moving Devers. So we'll play that. We'll also hear from Draymond when we come back. He was very critical of giving the Rising Stars the floor on Sunday while ignoring that his best teammate is partly to blame. We'll play that when we come back. But first, Sean's going to tell you about Prize Picks.
Yes, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. And now the All-Star Weekend is in the rearview mirror. The second half of the basketball season is here, whether it's college, whether it's the NBA. The race to the playoffs or the tournament is heating up. The best place to cash in is Prize Picks, of course. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded earnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. That's why they're number one. All you do is you choose more or less on their player projections, and you can win up to 1,000 times your money on Prize Picks. So what you're going to do, you download the Prize Picks app today. Use promo code MAPES when you get your when you sign up and play your first $5 lineup. And you get $50 instantly. You don't even need to win to get that money. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, promo code MAPES. Run your game.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
Hernandez goes, I'm coaching some team, and she's right, some team that no one wants to see.
Oh, man.
I had to work so hard to play on Sunday night of All-Star Weekend, and because ratings are down, because the game's bad, we're bringing in Rising Stars, that's not a fix. I never played in the Rising Stars game. My first 2 years, I didn't touch that game. And these guys get to touch the All-Star floor? On Sunday night? Like when the floor is the floor? You know, in America, the president has Air Force One, right?
Yeah.
They have several of those planes. It's only Air Force One if the
president's on it.
That's the All-Star floor.
Mm.
You have the court. You have the events. It's a nice-looking court. When All-Stars are on the court, now it's the All-Star court. Those guys did not make the All-Star team. To be playing in the All-Star game and you did not make the All-Star team is absurd.
Draymond on TNT, where the consistency of ripping the product continues. Adam Silver's like, put this damn game on NBC now. What are we doing?
It's the old generation that's the problem, Dale. They don't respect the current NBA player. Oh, wait, Draymond Green is a current NBA player.
And is one of the NBA players who can't be blamed. Not so much, but can be blamed
pretty directly, actually,
for why we are where we are.
It's the guys that haven't been taken seriously the last, like, what, 6-7 years?
Yeah,
by the way, how long has Draymond been an All-Star? 6 or 7
I said partly because he, along with others, is following the lead of the best players in the world. But he's part of it, too. He's part of the problem. Yeah. And he's now commenting on the problem like he didn't take part in it.
It's also like, what's your game built around? Like, how'd you make an all-star team, Draymond? Oh, playing defense?
And now you're just letting guys waltz by you. Okay. That's okay.
Like, Draymond, no one's there to see Dalton connect. You're right. Also, no one's there to see Draymond Green shoot jumpers and give up open layups.
To be honest, no one's there to see Draymond Green. It's a game. It's a game that's not for him. It's a,
yeah. I mean, if we want to be real, there's like six guys.
It happens.
That this game is for.
It happens. Yes, your superstars, your old heads, and the guys who will put on displays with the dunking ability. Yeah. They won't do it in the actual dunk contest, but they will do it. That's embarrassing if you miss, but they will do it in the game. So there it is. All-Star Weekend's over. We're back to regular NBA stuff on Wednesday. I think there's one game on Wednesday.
By the way, I think the NBA All-Star game actually, I think mission accomplished.
What was the mission?
Give us something to talk about.
Oh.
Of the first Monday after football. This is the first weekend without football this year.
I got to say, I didn't miss football.
It also gave, gave us something to talk about for 2 seconds.
I didn't even.
There's other shows that are probably going to talk about for an hour. So it's just how do we fix it? What's the fix? These guys, come on.
There's no fix.
Yeah.
Outside of trying harder.
Yeah.
That's the fix.
It really is just like try to get these guys to want to do this.
Adam Silver with his meetings, before the game, he was going to implore them. There is no. Oh, speaking of that, someone did tweet me. I didn't want to get to that about incentivizing these players. I don't know if the NBA wants it out there that they got to pay guys who are in the middle of supermaxes.
Yeah, that's
what, 50K if they win a game, if they try.
The winning team already gets 100.
Yeah, they already get money. They already get money. So I just don't think publicizing that's going to help the cause.
How much money would it actually take? Like $2 million. But if you think about it, like a guy like Carl Towns makes like 55.
I don't think there's enough that the NBA is willing to spend to get people to care.
Yes. I mean, obviously. They're spending as much as they want to right now.
Yeah. I don't think there's a number that the NBA would go to that would entice these players. It's either in them or it's not. And right now, there's no interest. Because Jared asked me, could the NBA do some incentive-type thing each quarter? Like at the end of quarter one, if you're up by 10, you get paid.
They did that a couple years ago.
Yeah, and it didn't matter.
They did that, like,
in fact,
2020 All-Star
game. In fact,
game,
wasn't it, like, tied to charity, too?
Yeah.
If you won the quarter, this charity.
It was like 100,000
charity of the choice gets money, and they barely cared. So, sorry. They were F them kids, just like Jordan. Just like their hero was.
Well, it's also just like, I don't know, if they don't try and we don't try, just a coin flip on who gets the charity anyway.
Exactly.
Like, we don't need to try to give this money. Someone's going to win this money no matter what.
True. Very true. So, Jared, I don't think money is going to play a part. It's just got to be a change in attitude.
No, and that's why I'm okay with, like, only 30 minutes of actual basketball. It's like, well, I don't want to see these guys out there for 2 hours. Like, I don't want to see that.
It's not a bad point.
I want to see it for 30 minutes. Get in and get out.
If this is
have a couple concerts in the middle, like the E-40 Too Short, the kind of like medley they did with all the Oakland rappers. Mm-hmm. Like, just do that in between games. Have LiAngelo Ball come out, do one song, and boom, we're good. Next game.
Yeah. It's
make sure to have a suck fest for TNT before you go, and then
Wow. I can't argue with what you're saying outside of that last thing you said, but I can't argue with what you're saying. When the effort's not there, you got to find a way to entertain people, and they tried. Not sure they got it done. We'll see. Not that the ratings matter too much, but the reviews of the All-Star Weekend, not great. Oh well, the Astros aren't playing. Well, they're not playing games, and they're not doing anything that matters other than we get to watch Altuve field fly balls and left. People seem to like to post videos of that. That's fine. One of the reasons he was going to go to left is Alex Bregman, if he were to come back. That did not happen. Alex Bregman is a Red Sox. The proof is there from the Astros brass answering questions about it to Alex Bregman actually as an introductory presser. Being in a Red Sox uniform. Here's Alex Bregman on how difficult it was to leave the Astros.
How difficult was it for you at the end to leave an organization that you had been with your entire career?
Definitely difficult. I have so much respect for the organization, top to bottom, all the players.
He added more in the ad in the Chronicle. Long, heartfelt goodbye to the Astros, to the city, and to the fans. So we had Raheel on was it Thursday? Yeah, Thursday.
Friday, I thought.
Yeah. He is in favor of booing Alex Bregman. We had a caller, I think his name was Jerry, said I'll boo him too. I'm not a booer, but I'm also not someone who's going to tell you what you should or shouldn't do. If you want to boo Alex Bregman, you can boo Alex Bregman. It's part of being a fan when there's an opponent in your building. If you do boo, are we talking a series long boo? Every time he comes into the plate, he's getting booed by a smattering of fans? Or do we voice our displeasure the first time he's up to bat? And then you say, or do you just boo him in the tribute video?
See, I think that tribute video, applause, maybe even first at bat, applause. After that, boo.
Okay, you acknowledge what he's done here.
Yeah.
Tribute video, first at bat. Like, and then the rest of the...
He won two World Series for you and took all the arrows, or him and Correa basically took all the arrows for the sign-stealing thing.
Sure. So how many at-bats after the first do you boo him?
From then on, he's just a Red Sox. Red Sox third baseman.
So, but they don't boo all the Red Sox.
That is true.
So
that is true.
This is,
and so, you have to be there on time to cheer him in the.
It's very true.
In the video,
will a tribute video to Alex Bregman entice people to show up on time?
No, I don't know about that. I mean, the Red Sox fans that will take over Daikin Park, they'll cheer him. So
definitely, I think there'll be a light smattering when he gets introduced.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
I guess I just like what did he do wrong exactly?
He just took a job someplace else.
Just took a better offer? Okay.
Yeah. And that should be enough to hate him.
All right.
I guess. How dare he?
Like he's getting, what, 20 less million dollars than the Astros offered over half as many years?
To be fair, 36.
36.
36 less million dollars.
Okay. For two less years.
For three less years.
Three less years?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. What an a-hole.
Yeah. I do think
that,
about...
Oh, by the way, this is something that I didn't get off my chest.
Okay. Go ahead.
Can Astros fans stop bitching about the Astros had the best offer now that we know? They definitely had at maximum...
4 years, Sean.
Had at maximum the third best offer.
Yeah, they didn't have the best offer.
And I'm saying at max it was the third best.
Who knows what else was out there?
That's just the Detroit had a bad... Detroit should be pissed off. They actually had a good offer.
He just didn't want to play them.
Yeah. Red Sox, I mean, they had a better offer. A, because he took it. B, he's getting $40 million a year and can opt out whenever he wants.
That's the funny part of all this. When we don't actually get the numbers from what other teams are offering, there's just an assumption that the Astros are winning this race. When actually, no... It's just that they probably were used by Boris, or maybe they got the numbers out themselves to prove, hey, we're serious about this.
That's what it was in November I think it was Brian McTaggart and Chandler. I think everyone reported that like it was the 5 years, $150 whatever million dollars, and that is very clearly we tried, guys. There we go.
Yeah,
to our fan base, we did try to re-sign. A top 10 player in Astros history? We tried. Offering the most money in Astros history. Biggest contract in Astros history.
Don't be mad at us.
And then he takes a better offer.
Yeah. I mean, it's a PR ploy.
I think that offer would also be the biggest offer in Astros history.
And Dana Brown's like, it's interesting. It's really interesting. Such a good player, but he's still out there. All of that, which I just found funny in general. And then when the numbers come out, it's like, oh, he was always in a position where he could have gotten a more favorable deal.
It really blows my mind how he is, at least the third guy who we've done the song and dance for of win a World Series in 2017. Everyone loves him. And then he leaves. And we act like, oh, my God, how could anyone not come back to the end? Like, George Springer, same thing. Carlos Correa, same thing. Now Alex Bregman. It's like, guys, That's just how it goes. They're not going to – I'm not even criticizing the Astros for it's not
their
wanting
– It's their philosophy. And I'm not even really, criticizing I don't have a problem the philosophy. With it. I don't have a problem with it.
I'm just saying grow up. Like, just grow up, Astros Twitter. Like, what are we doing?
Or at least pay attention to what has happened previously and realize whatever's being pushed out there by the Astros because of the number that's out there, it's probably not – I almost want to say not even real in comparison to what else is out there. And we found out, yeah, someone just quote tweeted the Bregman thing. $20 million of his $40 million annual salary is deferred each year. That still means he gets it, right? Isn't that kind of how that plays out? He still gets it. He just doesn't get it immediately, which I believe the $20 million will be enough to sustain until he gets the back half of that. It is what it is. He's gone. The Astros were probably never very serious, and they operated that way because they knew that number was below what he wanted. And then they went out and got the guys they needed to fill the holes. And one of those holes involves Altuve taking fly balls and left. No matter who they acquire, he was going to apparently play left field, at least some. That's their plan. Bregman, no Bregman. Put your second baseman out there and see how it goes. Dave, I see you. We'll get to you when we come back. Anyone else want to get in? 713-780-3776. We'll get to hour two when we come back.
Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need when you need them at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.